water, Evan. Right now.
Mom!
Just do as I say, Evan! Come help me. Help me pull the washer out. Please, Evan, just help me.
Mom, what is back here?
Evan, let the cat alone. Hey, unplug the machine for me. Unplug the machine. Pull that hose out of the wall. I'm gonna pull. I need you to get behind the machine and push. All right, I'm gonna pull. I want you to push. We're gonna tip the washing machine over. We need to dump the water out. I'm gonna push. Push! Push, Evan! Push, Evan! I'm pushing!
Fox Mulder, you can leave me a message after the beep.
Agent Mulder, this is Arthur Dales calling from Florida. I don't know if you're watching the news, but we're in for a hell of a blow in the next 12 to 24. I've been through hurricanes, Mulder, been through the alphabet. But I just got a distress call from my neighbor down the road to set my teeth on edge. You don't have much time to get to the airport, but if you're the X-Files man you say you are, you better get your butt in gear.
Hurricane Leroy remains some 20 miles off the Gulf Coast, sending high winds and up to 6 inches of rain onto coastal communities. As of yet, it has unleashed none of its potential heavy destruction on a very nervous populace from Naples to Fort Myers. The National Weather Service predicts Hurricane Leroy will make landfall in the next 3 to 4 hours. And we'll be coming back to you in a few minutes.
We got no sign of anything amiss here. The residents out on the spit. Place is all boarded up tight. Over. Roger that. Maybe the occupants have evacuated. Over. Well, that would be the Shipleys. But a neighbor called and says they couldn't have gone too far without their only vehicle, which is still in the carport out here. Over.
Well, that sounds like a real mystery, don't it?
It sure does, you dumb fathead.
Get too comfortable. You're going to want to get right back out there.
Out where?
Did you tell her what I told you?
Yes, but she's not the type that's easily persuaded.
Is that so?
What he means is I don't hear a story about a sea monster and automatically assume it's the Lord's gospel truth.
Why did you bring her here?
Well, she knows your reputation, your early work on the X-Files, and she has a knack for getting to the bottom of things.
Apparently so does Mr. Dales.
It's a good thing I have a reputation, otherwise, how could it be impugned?
Look, Mr. Dales, I'm sure that there is good reason for your alarm. I listened to the message that you left for Agent Mulder about your friend.
Shipley is a young couple with their son. Yeah, he lives out on the end of the sand spit. Sarah called me in a panic. She said that something in the house had grabbed Jack, her husband.
In the bathroom, you said?
Yeah, of all places.
It was your description that caused Agent Scully's dubiousness.
No, not my description. No, that was Sarah's. She said that it had tentacles wrapped around her husband's neck and choking him.
And you have no reason to doubt Miss Shipley's report?
No, both she and Jack are marine biologists. Well, at least they were. I fear the worst.
She's missing, too?
Uh-huh. I got on the horn to the local constabulary, but they're about as helpful as a fart in a windstorm. I would have gone out there myself, but for my bad hip.
It's not a night that anybody should be out in.
Well, I don't see that there's a choice. If anyone wants to get to the bottom of all this...
What is it that brought you out here in the first place, Mr. Dales?
I came down for the weather. Don't sneer at the mysteries of the deep, young lady. The bottom of the ocean is as deep and dark as the imagination.
It's all boarded up. It's from the inside. It makes you wonder how they got out.
Hello? Mrs. Shipley?
Something on the drain pipe. I can't get it off. I don't know if I'm going to need my gun or a harpoon here. Maybe he was taking a dip after he finished boarding up the windows.
Where do you think this leads to?
To the bathroom. Dales told me the wife told him that the husband was grabbed from the bathroom.
Mr. Shipley?
You doing, Howard?
Well, how do you do? Yeah, right like that. Keep your hands up there where I can see them. Who are you and what the hell you think you're doing? Yeah, nice and slow.
You put the gun down, we're FBI.
Don't all the nuts roll downhill to Florida.
Sir, we're Agent Scully and Mulder. I can show you my bag.
Deputy Greer, I'm out at the Sandspit Road. I've got two suspects over at the Shipley residence. B&E, possible foul play, over.
We're out here like you. We're...
Be advised, we have no backup units available.
Roger that. I'm putting you under arrest.
We're out here looking for the Shipleys, too.
You have the right to remain silent.
Arthur Dale's called us.
Anything you say can and will be used against you. You have a right to a lawyer, if you don't have one.
Does that name mean anything to you, Arthur Dales?
I know Dales.
All right.
I got a call from him, too, drunk as a skunk. What's new?
Well, what else would we be doing out here on a night like this?
We could be looters. For all I know, you could be part of the Manson family. I know you're going to kill me.
No, I'm not, but I'd like to.
Deputy?
The FBI, for real.
I'll be in the car.
I gotta at least make out a report.
No, no, no. Not before you help me finish what you interrupted.
Yes, sir. May I have my gun, please? Thank you.
In the bathroom. The deputy helped me pull off the plywood. There's no sign of anything except more of that slime in the bathtub and maybe 3 inches of water on the floor. It's weird. It's like somebody left the taps running before they boarded up the door.
Great. Mulder, they're threatening to close the airport. I think we better get out of here.
Aren't you even curious what happened to these people?
Yes, I'm curious, Mulder, but I'm also suspicious. I mean, I think that Mr. Dales' story is fueled by more than his imagination and not much deeper than the bottom of a highball.
Don't dismiss him so easily. He discovered the X-Files 40 years ago. He's seen things that I've only read about.
Because sea monsters can only be read about, Mulder, because they don't exist.
If the sea is where life began, where our ancestors first walked ashore, then who's to say what new life may be developing in its uncharted depths?
You know what? Maybe you are a member of the Manson family. Mulder, look, there is nothing more for us to do here. There's nothing that the local law enforcement can't do for us. I mean, these people are missing. There's nowhere else to look. I've done my duty for Mr. Dales, for my conscience. I mean, haven't you?
Well, we should at least tell him that we're giving up. Shouldn't we?
Monsters, FBI agents. I'm the one who could use a drink.
What about the airport? Is there an alternate route?
Airport?
not tonight. This hurricane's really bearing down on us. We got trees, power lines down all over the place. You folks really shouldn't be out here. I want you to drive the first safe place you can find. You understand?
Sir, it's important that we evacuate the area. We're FBI agents, and we need to get to where we're going.
Don't all the nuts roll downhill to Florida.
I'll be happy to show you my ID.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate the concern.
Mulder.
I was just one howdy-do over the line. Yeah, this is car 54. I'm over at Nance Road. Over.
We're asking all mobile units to stay off the roads due to extreme weather conditions forecast for the next 3 to 4 hours. Include the flash flood warning now in effect for Collier County. Over.
10-4. Going to make a quick stop in at the Breakers condo complex. Looks like some folks are stranded without power. Over. Someday, we're going to look back on this and we're going to laugh. Or we'll just think of it as, man pitted against the forces of nature. Think of it as a test of our mettle.
I don't need my mettle tested. What was that?
I think that was a tree branch. The debris starting to fly.
Mulder, we have to pull over. We have to wait out this storm somewhere away from the trees.
We're not going to dodge any trees in a parked car. At least if we're driving, we're a moving target.
We don't know where we are, and we don't know where we're going.
There's somebody I think is about to give us directions.
says there's never a cop when you need one?
Passing the time. Ouch.
Matt, I need you to hold his head real steady. Deputy, just try and relax.
Okay.
Looks like he was attacked or stung. What are those?
I don't know, but he's having a reaction, which is affecting his autonomic response.
Whatever it was, I think it came through the plumbing, through the toilet.
All I know is we have to get a medevac unit out here as soon as possible.
Well, if it's in the plumbing, I gotta make sure nobody else is in this building.
This is Special Agent Dana Scully with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. I need a medevac unit out here ASAP.
I have an officer in need of emergency medical assistance.
Please state your name again, ma'am.
My name is Dana Scully. I'm a medical doctor requesting a medevac unit for a sheriff's deputy who is injured.
You have a deputy down?
I have a deputy who's been attacked by something as yet unidentified.
Unidentified? My ass.
His vitals are weak and he's in shock. Now I need him taken to a hospital right away.
Excuse me, sir. Is everything okay in your apartment?
Yeah. It's all good.
You need some help? With your television?
I thought I heard voices. Thank God, we didn't think anybody was coming. Are you the doctors?
No, do you need medical help?
We called 911, but no one came. And everyone else is already evacuated, but we don't have a car. And then the phone died.
Who's we? Who are you talking about?
My wife and I. She's pregnant. A week past her due date. My God, I hope one of you has a car.
You don't know this man, Mr.?
Suarez. Walter Suarez. No, he's not with you?
I'll put it back.
Yeah, everything in your pockets, too.
Right over here. Right this way. Angela, this is Mr.
Mulder. Stay there, Mrs. Suarez. We're going to make sure your baby makes it safely into the world.
Well, thank you, but I'm not in labor. And my name is not Suarez. It's Villarreal. He tells people I'm his wife. Like he's so macho.
Walter, Angela, I'm going to have to ask you to leave your apartment and come downstairs with me.
Why, you got a car? Oh, Walter here doesn't have a car. Not to mention a job.
Right now, I just want to get you someplace where I know you'll be safe.
From what?
I don't know, but whatever it is, it may have seriously injured a sheriff's deputy.
Who? Where?
The manager's apartment. It could be in the complex's plumbing right now.
You mean the plumbing?
That's great. I have to go to the bathroom about every 10 seconds.
Kid's gonna be a fighter. Anybody else in the complex that you know?
No one. Oh, there's George.
George?
Yeah, George Vincent. He lives on the first floor. I went and asked him for help, but he just yells, go away! Yeah, he never listens to no one.
Now he's going to want to listen to me.
Better go.
That's for you.
Mr. Vincent! George Vincent!
Quit banging on the damn door!
I'm a federal agent, Mr. Vincent. I'm asking you to open the door.
Ask away. And go away!
Mr. Vincent, your life may be in danger if you refuse to leave your apartment.
You may be in danger if you refuse to quit harassing me. Now, I'm armed in here, and I'm within my rights.
Well, that's great, but you may not be armed for what it is I'm talking about.
What the hell are you talking about? It don't matter. I'm armed against it. The Junta, Cuba, and Castro. I'm not going to cede my home to no revolutionaries without a fight. You got anything else you want to throw at me? You bring it on.
All the nuts rolled down to Florida.
He's had some kind of foreign organism released into his body. His condition's worsening.
I can see that. What the hell was chewing on his neck?
I don't know. It may have been some kind of a waterborne parasite.
Uh-huh. You see that? You see what happens when you live in a dump?
Where's Harry?
I'm sorry, I don't know who Harry is.
The slumlord who owns this place.
They've evacuated.
Harry? Right. And I'm giving birth to the Christ child.
Harry's legs hardly work. He's got to use those crutches.
He don't have no car. Nobody likes him because he never lifts a finger on this rat trap.
Scully, can I talk to you for a second?
Now, who are you?
Nobody.
Nobody? Oh, well, it is so nice to be surrounded by so many great men.
You gotta get out of here as soon as possible.
We can't.
We can put the deputy in his car and take him to the hospital.
Mulder, I just cut off the radio. They won't even chance sending a rescue vehicle at this time. The roads are impassable, and I don't even know if the deputy is movable in this condition.
You mean we're stuck here?
It looks that way, at least until the weather breaks.
Fascists have been on trampling rights of the common man. We need damn help. Violence in pursuit of freedom is no vice.
I don't think his wounds are bites or stings. There's something in here, Mulder, right under the skin. The tongs. Mulder, what's his temperature?
Well, either he's got no temperature or he's about to spontaneously combust.
You're not far off. It's 106. Okay, somebody fill the tub with cold water and find as much ice as they can in the freezer.
But that thing is in the plumbing.
Yeah, well, it may be, but unless we get his temperature down, he's not going to survive this. Now get moving. I need a container. Mulder, lift him up. We have to get him into the tub.
It's gonna take a whole lot more than this to kill whatever it is I just saw. I don't know what the hell it was, but it came down out of there.
Didn't see it?
Well, I caught it out of the corner of my eye, but it swooped down at me.
All that happened here is a sewage pipe burst.
No, this thing came at me.
It looks like the 4-inch tie into the second floor, whatever it is, didn't just rip through the ceiling. Looks like it ripped right through the pipe.
Where did it go?
No, it must still be in the building. It's probably in the outflow system.
Well, maybe it'll just flow back out.
Yeah, or maybe it'll come up to the can and grab you by the nugs.
Someone's already got him by the nugs.
Look, you guys, whatever this thing is, there's no evidence yet that it's going to kill anybody.
Well, what about the man in the bathtub?
The man in the bathtub may very well be saved if he can just last out this storm. In fact, we may all be safe if we just remain calm.
Remain calm? I gotta pee so bad my back teeth are swimming.
He's good.
Oh, super tanker coming through.
Oh, yeah, Angela, you can go in there.
My bladder is pressing against your unborn child, Walter. He's gonna have a head like a tortilla.
This thing is in the plumbing.
The volume alone could push it right back out to sea.
Scully, that's how this thing is here. The hurricane is sitting offshore, dredging up God knows what, and this thing must have been driven into the city's reclamation system through some offshore outfall pipe. From there, it gained access to the sewer pipes in this building.
We'll be waiting for you out here.
Thank you. I know you probably can't hear me, but no listening anyway, okay?
Scully, something welled up out of the uncharted depths of the ocean, something that had been lying there undiscovered for ages, probably.
Mulder, there is no evidence of any creature here. Those organisms might just simply be waterborne parasites, but something from Jules Verne, they are not.
It has giant arms like an octopus.
Deputy went out with the bathwater.
You mean he was in there with it?
No, I don't think he was.
Well, she said she saw it.
I'm sure she did. Look, Scully, I think I know why nobody's ever seen this thing before. It just doesn't live in water. It is water, taking shape only when it attacks, like it did when the hurricane backed seawater into the plumbing. Virtually unseeable until then.
Mulder, if that were true, then this wouldn't be visible, would it? I mean, what this is showing us is that water actually attempts to kill it.
Well, maybe you just impeded its reproductive process. Maybe it needs time to complete its cycle like it had with the Shipleys.
Well, the Shipleys weren't even in their house.
No, they were when they were attacked, just like the deputy was here. Using their bodies to lay its own spawn, using the body's water content to reproduce itself, to make itself anew.
You mean he turned into one of those things?
There are more of them?
You gotta get out of here.
We're in the middle of a hurricane. Well,
we gotta get to another building.
Well, no, we can't. There's no way that we can transport everybody.
Look, we can use the deputy's prowess. How many people? We got 2, 4.
The looter?
Saving our lives.
That's my partner out there.
If he's your partner, he should have listened to you.
You can't just leave him there.
Well, I'm not letting him in here.
He's gonna die.
What are you gonna do for him?
Well, I can at least keep him breathing.
You couldn't save the deputy.
Look, at least let me try. I'm a medical doctor.
That's good, because my water just broke.
Yeah, that's easy for you to say.
It's not much of a choice, really, is it?
We're gonna need water. If I'm gonna deliver this baby, you can put that gun down.
How do we know you're really a doctor?
You don't. The truth is, I've never delivered a baby before. So stand back or make yourself useful. Stay out of my way.
Push, okay? I need you to help me help you. Okay, so let's push. You got it. You got it. You're on the right track. Some towels, please. I need some towels, damn it. You're doing good. Okay. You're doing good. Okay. Let's go. Okay. Push.
I'm having it!
Okay!
Come on, hang it!
Push!
Come on!
Yes. Oh, God. That's terrible.
It's official. 10 pounds, 10 ounces of piss and vinegar. El Nino Grande. Leroy Walter Villarreal Suarez Jr.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's amazing. It's truly amazing.
What's that?
That you could come here in the face of a hurricane, chasing a sea monster, yet, and end up bringing a new life into the world. And then slaying the monster and save this one's life as he was quite literally circling down the drain.
She didn't save my life, really.
Oh, yes, she did. Oh, yes, yes, with a gun to her head, no less.
Well,
you wouldn't have known to go out in the rain if I hadn't pointed it out to you, and it was the fresh water that killed your organism.
No. I saw the Shipley's cat.
I can't swallow that.
No. I saw the cat, which had been saved, which had been in the washing machine. And the Shipleys had boarded up their house, which means that the only way that they could have vanished was if the creature came up through the plumbing in a backwash of seawater. Seawater, and then the deputy, who vanished from a bathtub full of Epsom salts.
If Agent Scully had not been there with you, I'd shudder to think what would have happened to you.
I'd say you owe her your life.
It takes a big man to admit this, but if I had had someone as savvy as her by my side all those years ago in the X-Files, I might not have retired. I suggest that we have a toast to your good fortune. And I insist that we have it. So, what'll it be? Anyone for water?
No.
This.